Good morning. How you going?
Oh, yeah, very good, mate. Now, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily. I was just saying to the producers before, I've probably had a fair few beers in your pub.
So have I.
Now, you put the signs up in the men's and women's bathrooms. Can you give us a bit of a summary of what they say and what they're there for?
Yeah, well, the reason is our beautiful manager, Jem, actually. She's beautiful, so she actually just put a little blurb up on our Cordy staff page, which is only the staff can sort of view and witness, and just sort of had this idea and said, hey, guys, this is what I want to do. We've always been a safe pub and a safe zone for our local community. What do you think? And everyone got to have a little bit of a feedback and say if there was anything there. We sort of just edited it down and we just plopped it up there just to sort of say to people, come in. This is if you're on a date, you know, we're safe. We've got your back.
Yeah, right. Now, what do the signs exactly say?
Oh, I haven't actually got the sign in front of me. Oh, okay, right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Why do you think it was important to put these signs up?
Well, I think, first of all, if you look at social media especially, you know, we've got Tinder, there's a bunch of other different dating sites. There's so much, and you really don't know who you're going to meet up with.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I could tell you at the moment that I'm sort of look like Brad Pitt and I'm only 22, but
that's right.
The actual fact of the matter is I look like Bert Newton and I'm 44. That's true. And so you really don't know who you're going to meet there. And so we just want to say we'll do it discreetly for you. Just come up and say to one of the staff, I'm just on a Tinder date, or I'm on a particular date with somebody who's just sort of creeping me out. He's
right.
Sort of going in an avenue that I didn't really expect this sort of date to go on.
Yep.
I don't know how to get out of this.
Okay.
And it's not just for that as well. It's also for parents to know as well that if they've got, you know, 18, 19, 20, even 30, 40, 50-year-old people going
absolutely.
On these dates, just to let you know, we're safe. We didn't expect any publicity or any kind of attention for this whatsoever. That's not what we do it for.
Yep.
It's just another layer, really, of what we do at the Cordy.
Yeah, there you go. Very good stuff. Yeah. Now, what role do you think the venues could play in helping their patrons?
What was that, sorry?
What role do you think venues, not just your own, could play in helping their patrons?
I think... Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I don't really know what you mean.
Well, how do you think, if someone does come up to the bar and say, hey, listen, I'm on this date with this guy and it's, you know, he's being a bit of a creep or this and that, what will you guys actually do to step in to help?
Very discreetly, we'll just sort of try to get him out of the venue into a taxi. We'll pay for the taxi home just to get you out of the venue and safely, and then you don't have to be in contact with that person anymore.
Yes.
You know, you can block on your phones these days. You can do. So we've just got you back 100%.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, what sort of response have you had from the community since you've put the signs up?
We've had so much. We didn't expect it whatsoever. Lots of posts on Facebook, you know, people putting the actual, taking a photo of and putting it up just as going, wow, look at the Cordy's doing.
Yeah, wow.
You know, it's always been my favourite pub. Now it's sort of just got another layer, another little tip towards it. And then just obviously you guys with the radio, we've had just a local paper, but as I said, once again, that wasn't what we did it for. It's just sort of taken us by a little bit of a surprise, really.
No, I think it's an excellent, excellent initiative and something, as you say, it's Tinder dates especially, they're a lot more popular nowadays, and to have something, a safety precaution like this, I think it's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, true, they really are.
Now, is it an initiative that you'd like to see spreading through other pubs? Have you had other pubs speaking to you guys about it?
I think so, just with a few of like the Bank Hotel and the Erskineville Hotel. They're two of our other smaller pubs as well.
Yeah, cool.
I think the licensees down there have just went, well, this is great.
Yeah.
We wouldn't mind doing it as well. I think it should be everywhere. I mean, it's really, the inner Western Sydney is such a wonderful community of people, such a huge variety of people. So the pubs can just, you know it yourself, they're also sort of vastly different.
Yeah.
And but just one thing in common what we all should have, and that should be safe.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, especially in a climate nowadays where we hear so much about, you know, the various lockout laws and so much negativity about nightlife in Sydney, I think something like this is only going to be a good thing.
It's only going to be thumbs up for me as well, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Denny, thank you so much for joining us on the Daily today.
You're welcome.